Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Monday, May 4th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today I want to slow things down because I want to have a sober moment. Because this particular topic, I want to have a sober conversation about. It's not about the election, kind of. It's about building the Bahamas. The theme for today, and I need you to help me. I don't want me to be talking all through the show with this particular topic. Because, like I said, this particular topic matters for all of us in the Bahamas moving forward. The topic I want to have today is fostering a Bahamian identity. Then you have that juxtaposed to the general election and this climate that we're going through. Let me repeat it again. Fostering a Bahamian identity. The importance of it or lack thereof. Do we have a Bahamian identity? See, that's a different question. But that's the theme, the ethos of this conversation. Do we have a Bahamian identity? And when I ask that seriously because I don't want an easy answer of course we have a Bahamian identity in this, right? I believe that there are some strong influences happen externally that is impacting us, how we think of each other, how we act in our communities, our constituencies, and those outside forces will impact the Bahamas in the future and also this general election. See how I tie in the general election. I need to know that there is a purposeful mechanism that makes a Bahamian a Bahamian. Recently, I was trying to find it on my page, and I can find it any minute because I can read parts of it. I'm not going to say who the author is. Let me just search my name. But when I read it, I became concerned, not emotionally concerned. Like, I didn't get vexed or anything. I became concerned about this topic, fostering a Bahamian identity, and whether there are parallel identities in the Bahamas. And as we move towards the general election, I want to know which is the most influential identity that will dictate our parliamentarians, our politics, our national agendas moving forward. I had no issue with the blogger. No, I had no issue with the blogger. I was just concerned about how and who they were marketing it to. And I was looking again still, and I'm hoping I didn't just screenshot it and get half of the conversation, because I would like to read the entire thing in its entirety. But we'll see as I move. I tend to post a lot. Okay, insight. I found it, but it looked like I cut part of it off. Okay, I'll just read what I have. Forgive me. Hopefully someone will send me the entire document because I screenshot it. You know, you screenshot things just in case people take it down, right? And when I screenshot it, I just got part of it. It says, as persons of Haitian descent living in the Bahamas, we have to be careful who we align ourselves with politically. I have no problem with that, right? I understand who the person's addressing. So it continues. The Coalition of Independence has built a lot of its voice and the visibility around immigration. I have no problem with that because that is true. But not in a balanced or solution-driven way. Too often, the messages lean fear, blame, and division. And we know who that energy ends up targeting. Right? And let's not fool ourselves. It never stops at undocumented persons. I understand what the writer is trying to say, and I yield, and I was just reading to understand and appreciate what is the intent of this post. It continues, it moves from undocumented to people waiting on status to people born here with Haitian parents, and eventually to anyone who looks Haitian or doesn't fit someone else's idea of what a Bahamian should be. I appreciate what the writer is saying, right? Especially in this political time, in this climate, right? But as I read on, you'll see why I'll explain why I got concerned and why I brought the conversation fostering a Bahamian identity, right? So the real question is simple. Why support a movement that constantly questions your place in a country you call home? I'll stop there because I see that I cut off and I didn't get the entire, I can still look for it. I didn't get the entire post when I screenshot it, even though I'm doing a search now to see if I can get, okay, I did find it, okay? It continues, I found the rest of it. This is not about ignoring immigration issues. The country has real challenges that need real solutions, but there is a difference between fixing the problem and building a political brand by blaming a group of people. We have contributed to this country for generations. Many of us are citizens, professionals, business owners, and taxpayers, voters. And people ask me on my social media page, what about that concerned you? Because it seems broad. What concerned me is, it seems to be a call. It seems to be a call to have a particular group of people vote as a bloc. That concerns me. How people vote doesn't concern me because I said once you vote and participate, I will encourage you once you participate in the election process. But voting as a bloc is a political move that I am concerned with a particular demographic on whether they should, they could, or whether or how that impacts me as a Bahamian, right? I'm doing my best to try to explain my concern. There are a number of issues that women inside the Bahamas are facing, especially this marital rape thing, right? And to this day, the women of the Bahamas has yet to come together and do a clarion call to say the women of the Bahamas, who born here, right? And by extension, anyone who became Bahamian afterwards, right? Have yet to come together to vote as a bloc. I think the last time Bahamians voted as a political bloc happened in circa 1967, perhaps. I'm not sure if it happened again since then. When a large body of Bahamians decide, hey, we are voting a particular way politically to come to a particular agenda politically. I raise a concern because I want to know, is there space? Is there space for people of immigrant extract, and we're not calling any particular, might as well, we know how the conversation going. Is there space for a particular grouping to vote as a bloc, all come together to say we are voting this particular way because we have this particular agenda, because we want this particular issue addressed on our behalf? people do that in the United States all the time. They vote as a bloc. En masse, the African Americans vote as a bloc. The Cuban Americans vote as a bloc. The Haitian American votes as a bloc. And the Hispanics tend to vote as a bloc, and so on and so on and so on. Such things never happen inside the Bahamas, though. That bloc to come together, hey, I'm doing that call. And when I do that call, I want everybody come together and we take a stand and say, see, we have power, we have influence, we want you to respond in kind to my power and influence. I want to know, is that healthy in the Bahamas with all of the issues that we are dealing with? It's a reasonable conversation, right? Right? What happens if they successfully vote as a bloc and reactualize this voting power? Where do we go as a people? And this is where I come back to that fostering a Bahamian identity. Are all of these different side blocks? I see you caller. Prep that caller there for me, please, dear Kermit. Or the person hang up. Sorry about that, caller. I just prepping the call for you. So call back to join this conversation, caller. If they are able, or see the call, prep it now, Kermit. If they are able to amass themselves, come together to say that they are a political lobbyist, that's what word is, because we have issues with the government hiring this lobbyist in the United States now. If they become a lobby group demanding rights, demanding opportunities, and we have scarce commodities now, right? Should Bahamians be concerned? Should they be concerned that the groupings, and including everyone, has not truly identified themselves as being a part of the larger system, culture, to say, well, don't mind, they're just like us. They think like us. They act like us. So when they lobby, they will have our best interests at hand because we help grow them up, right? We share history in the past, social identity. We have the same national heroes. So that's where we have the conversation too. Who are our national heroes that we propel forward? And do these other groupings have the same national heroes as us to say, this is how we Bahamians think? This is what we Bahamians do. That other thing, no. You can't do that here because this is how the Bahamas think. Let's go to this caller. See, the United States, even though they have so many different people, they all celebrate Thanksgiving. They all go in mass and come to do Thanksgiving. Something happened to convince foreigners who come to live in the United States that Thanksgiving is important. You can have whatever religion and whatever socioeconomic division and ethnic grouping you could call, but Thanksgiving is American and they come in to celebrate. I want to make sure, I want to know, when I say fostering the Bahamian identity, that we can count on different groupings who is not necessarily Bahamian. We can count on them to come together and say, this is Bahamian, and they come to help celebrate us. Come and help identify us, say, this Bahamian, and as me, even though I'm kind of different, right? Kind of different because of whatever lineage I am, ethnic group I am, this is what makes me Bahamian because I do this too. Let's go to the caller, Guardian Radio AM. It's a tricky topic, caller, but I will I'd be happy if you can help me hash this out. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning, I'm CA.
Good morning, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I was always curious. Just a good conversation you're engaging in. You know, I always was curious, you know, but just, you know, if I sound kind of exhausted, I was caught up CA over the weekend in the largest, the COI, I call it motorcade, but I was caught up in one of the largest traffic jam or block in Bahamian history. And I had nothing to do with that, but I just was caught up in it.
You added to the numbers.
I didn't hear what you say?
You added to the numbers.
Yeah, I know I get more than likely I get caught in that, but that was a traffic jam out of this world. It had to have been the largest in Bahamian history. Mm. But I always was concerned, CA, in respect to this new voting bloc. You know, I would like to know, maybe you could do an interview to find out what issues they would be voting on.
But let me ask you this. You identify them as a voting bloc. Do you see them as a voting bloc?
No, not a, I mean, it only if they could tell me exactly what are the socioeconomic issues that affect them as like us Bahamians. What, they're voting for open borders? They're voting for more classroom space? And these are good questions, you know, CA. More hospital beds? What is it that you know, because the political directorate, they've always been engaging these new people into our elections. But exactly what are they voting on? What are they voting for? See me, for me, I am voting on immigration and healthcare. They're my two major concerns. What are these new people voting for? Do we know?
It's a beautiful question, too. Because now I would wonder if they're part of the Bahamian society, the part of fostering Bahamian identity, they too should be voting on immigration and healthcare.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not too sure whether they'd be voting, but, you know, would they be voting for open borders, more relaxed immigration policies, more jobs? What is this new voting bloc voting for? Or are they making up the numbers for the politician? The politician can care less what they're voting for as long as they vote. I see I know what the Cuban Americans vote for. I know what other persons who would have been given citizenship voting for. But what is this new, what are they voting for? We don't know. I don't know. I'm curious, and I'm glad, I'm happy that you took this approach, because maybe they can enlighten us as Bahamians.
But let me ask you this. Should we care what they voting for?
I should be concerned. I am concerned. I want to know whether or not they want more relaxed immigration laws, more bed space, because the classrooms are overcrowded, more classroom space. What is this new voting bloc voting for? We don't know.
If I say they're voting for opportunity, would that concern you?
What type of opportunity? Are there opportunities? Are these the same opportunities? See, when we vote for him, we're voting for closed borders. We're voting for more stringent, more stiffer penalties for violating our borders. These are the things we are voting for. Are they voting for the same thing? We don't know. I don't know. But maybe you can ask Luby. What are that demographic of voters voting for? Are they voting for the same thing? I doubt that they are voting for the same thing. I doubt it. But we don't know this. And, you know, so that is very alarming to me, very concerning to me. But I would like to know, the average Bahamian should ask the politicians when they come knocking on your door, what are these new people voting for?
Well, I'll ask the question today. And hopefully, Louis is my friend. I tell you, he's my friend.
But I don't think, I think we're voting for opposite thing.
Hopefully he calls in. Hopefully he calls in and you can clarify it. Like, what's the intent? What's this clarion call to vote as a bloc? Because actually, like I said, I am concerned when you say you're voting together. Because when you're voting together, you're now being political to me.
Yeah, but I believe they're voting. I think they're voting for opposite things, CA. I really believe they're voting for opposite things.
I can find
out. And that is very alarming and concerning to me as a Bahamian.
I can find out today. Okay, thank you very much. Continue to listen. We have some more callers there. The numbers to call today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you call in from the family island, it's 242-300-5720. And if you want to text me to add to the conversation, the number is 422-4796. I'm talking about fostering the Bahamian identity. You know? I don't care if you're Cuban. I don't care if you're Haitian, Jamaican. You're supposed to be Bahamian when you're here. You're supposed to share it in our culture. You're supposed to have the same agenda, the same overarching, because you know everyone's different. But the overarching cultural aspect of where we're going as a people, right? What we like and do not like, is supposed to be the same. Let's go to the next caller, Guardian Radio AM.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I heard you ask the last caller, is it a voting bloc?
Is it a voting bloc?
And everybody can agree. That's what it is.
It is?
If you have a numerous amount of people calling for the same agenda, nobody knows what the agenda is, but they want them to vote blindly to one party no matter what.
So let me engage you, caller. We know in the past, both parties, but now, currently, we know that they lobby groups in large. They go to the churches, they go to the festivals, and they say, vote for me. Right?
Yeah.
Now has now saying, we will support you as a bloc. And I want to know what they asking for and should we be concerned if you're voting as a bloc?
All right. When they did that, right? Let's say they go to all a group of people. The political party would of spread to you that we will give you this
like
if
what?
You all vote for me.
Give them what? Give them what?
No, that's what I'm saying. Any particular group that they want to vote for them, the now politician would actually foster something that you can guarantee a win of this if we win. But this, they aren't saying this to this particular group. This particular group is saying vote for this because they have secret talks. Nobody know what they are voting, what the government promised them.
Perhaps they don't want nothing.
But they don't.
You can't tell me what they want.
Only them know what they want. But why are they advocating for one party?
I need to find what they want. I need to find out
what they want.
Whether it's the same thing I want.
I don't think it's the same thing.
You don't, but you got to be specific. Why don't you think that?
Because then they would be split between different political parties.
What?
They would be split between different political parties if they want it. What we want it. Just like we are split, they would be split, but they're not split. They are all voting. We already had two pastors. We had two guys from Abaco. We have Louis George. And we have all them telling that whole block to vote one way.
But why?
That we don't know. They didn't say why.
And you comfortable with not knowing?
No, I'm not.
What you doing about it?
All right, there's nothing we can do. But when we try to do something about it, you're blind as a hate. You have a hatred. If you love yourself more, you would say that you hate them.
I hear you, Carlo. I hear you.
All right.
The conversation today is fostering a Bahamian identity. Can we say that the various ethnic groups living inside the Bahamas have a Bahamian identity in them?
I don't think so.
What do you mean you ain't think so?
Yeah, because if you want to come here and assimilate, let's just say, okay, you want to come here and you want to assimilate. I am not saying to forget where you come from. Nobody's saying that because that's actually where you come from. But nobody wants to go back and nobody wants to help fix where they come from. But the Haitian Flag Day, I could see that you want to celebrate your day. That's no problem with that. But the whole point of when you burn a Bahamian flag on that day is what hurts us.
Thank you very much, Colin. I can bring that up later on in the conversation.
Okay.
Next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. We're talking about fostering a Bahamian identity. We are confirming whether this Bahamian identity has permeated throughout the whole of Bahamas. We're trying to understand if there's a lobby group existing in the Bahamas, if that lobby group is large enough that it can influence the political direction of the country, and what do they want? How they vote? Why are they voting? Why are they so eager to vote? What is their agenda? Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Caller, you there? We got to move on to the next caller there, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yes, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. Listen, yeah. We as Bahamian, we dropped the ball, you know. That we complaining now. You understand me? We complaining now, but everything was going on in this country. And we dropped the ball.
What I do? What I do?
Go ahead.
What I do? You say I dropped the ball. What I do?
We dropped the ball.
What do they do though?
As all of us. You understand what I mean? What happened? We just want to sit on the sideline and complain. We have, you know, other countries have immigrants also. We can't forget that. You understand what I mean? But they're still on those other countries, the people at least won't go to work and they want to still do things. But all here in our country, 80% of us, all we want to do is want a government job and that's it. That's the bottom line. We drop them, and we can't be talking about Haitian, not expelling Haitian. we get 9 and 10 generations Haitian here. Some of them never even been back to Haiti.
That means that they Bohemian. You got to change your verb.
They Bohemian.
Oh, okay.
So we can't, there's nothing we can do about that no more. You understand? I mean, I tell you, in the next election, they can be more than us. That's the reality of it.
But
you know, they're born here.
Let me slow down the conversation, because you said in the next election, they will be more than us. Is that a problem?
It is a problem because...
Why is that a problem?
Hold on,
let me ask you a question. Why is that a problem if they have been properly assimilated? They are culturalized Bohemian.
Then they go through all that. So we complain, but the other party, the opposition, they now complain like these Haitians just came to the Bahamas. You know, these are here for years, years and years now.
So they are Bohemians.
That now.
They're Bohemians.
They're Bohemian. Yeah,
so,
they're Bohemian now.
We ain't talking about Bohemians, though. Leave the Bohemians alone. Just because their name's Joseph don't mean that they're not Bohemian.
Most Bohemian women who get pregnant years go on by, they go to the United States, they have a baby, okay? They become American citizens. That's the reality of it. I think that Donald Trump just stopped that now. But for years that was going on.
I hear you,
Colin. So it's a win-win situation.
I hear you, Colin. Thanks very much.
Well, okay, buddy. Yeah.
Let's move on to the next caller before I start reading these texts there, Kermit. Patch that caller through. Because I try and understand if these other groupings, do they have a Bohemian identity amongst themselves? Where I don't need to be concerned. The gentleman mentioned, the caller just now said, they are 2, 3, 4, 5 generation in. And if they're 2, 3, 4, 5 generation in, they Bohemians. There's no need to be concerned. That means they think like me. They act like me. They like conch salad. I mean, I don't like conch salad. They like conch salad. They like crab and dough. They do junk canoe. They understand that Bohemians aren't a aggressive type people, right? They know that we are cute and certain things, right? So there shouldn't be no problem if their numbers increase, because they like us. They're identical to us because we are strong in our culture. We're strong with our identity. A number of Bohemians have angst and saying that's no, no, no. But I need to understand what you mean, no, no, no. Let's go to the call again. Garden Radio, AM, you live.
Yeah, hello, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning, how you doing?
Yeah, you know, I like to paint this thing in a realistic way, right? So I'm 61, going to be 62. So, you know, growing up in the Bahamas, Haitian Bohemian friends, Haitian American friends, et cetera, et cetera. We always live in peace and harmony. As some people say, well, we used to discriminate against them. I've never seen that. We build houses together. We work on construction sites together. And we were friends. And so the question is, of course, some of them are Bohemians because they miscegenated with Bohemian men and women, vice versa, whatever, right? So I don't know. Like I say, I've had some private conversations with Aaron, and so I hate to hate. And so the question for me is, most of us are not being truthful to ourselves. And when you hear imbeciles come on the radio and talk about be against the Haitians, be against, that's total BS. What I'm saying is, you cannot deny that this demographic is throughout the family islands, throughout the chain of islands, just coming in unabatedly. So that last caller was actually fear-mongering in a sense also, but you didn't say anything to him. Because I see the migrant problem, even from any demographic, as an imposition. And that's exactly what it is. And given the fact, and Aaron, I've discussed this, because what I'm saying is Haiti has 12 point something million.
Not all of them won't come here.
No, I didn't say that, Aaron. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not physically possible, but see, I'm old enough to look at Paradise Island. Let me use this as a microcosm of what's going on. I was as a young man, Paradise Island was sparsely populated. It wasn't much houses. It was a lot of cedar trees, et cetera, serene, et cetera, right? Now you see how filled up it's getting, right?
Mm.
Overpopulated. So it's like, see, even no difference with 7 by 21. So we see where there is no sustainable development in New Providence, despite imbeciles flying all over the world talking about green this and green that. But when you look at Nassau from a panoramic view, you can't see that everything is being denuded and we're being eluded. You see, We will pay the price. We look at our educational system, the healthcare system. My daughter vomited the other night, late in the night. This is late, so I took her to the clinic the next day. The one for the children of Mbululu. They didn't have any medication. That's like the third time I had it there from the Christmas to now, because for some reason, children just keep getting sick in these government schools, right? And so what happens is they never have the medication. So there's no dedication. They never have the medication. So then if children medication are free, what's the point? Because I'm going to a private pharmacy, and I'm paying for medication, I'm paying about on it. I just had a scan the other day. I had to pay VAT on that. So what I'm saying is these people are only talking. So we will exploit one another because that's what the politicians want. They want us to divide and rule. The gentleman talked about burning the flag. The question is assimilation. The question is you and I, with Aaron and me and Aaron in the classroom, this is as far as a parallel society, et cetera, et cetera. You cannot deny that there's a parallel society. So the fact remains is, why are they not willing to integrate? We don't mind them coming into the cities and living where we could see them. But my problem is not the immigrants, you know. My problem is the political class allowing them to do what they're doing, squatting on the land and just total subjugation and infuriation. You had a gentleman come infuriating us saying we don't want to work, we want to sit. Man, you really could believe that BS. He's all over and over. He doesn't have a solution. So what I was suggesting is, like Aaron says, right, we should try and solve this problem by coming together and solving this in a sensible way. We cannot allow this to continue the way it is. When we look at Abaco and we're hearing the stories, and I'm older than these guys, so I'm not used to hearing belligerent, anti-social, warlike narratives towards behemoths in their own country. So what about our sovereignty? What about their sovereignty? If they can be Haitian, how come I can't be behemoth? Mm. What about my sovereignty? What about my national security? These entities are non-existent. The question which sickens me, is we have immigration. We see them around here and there. They seem to be more prevalent since the election. And they run these narratives, how much they've deported, how much they've this, that. But why are you telling me how much you deported? But you don't want to give me the freedom of information, how much you gave work permit and citizenship. You see the imbecility here. So what I'm saying is I could have a debate with anybody, a debate not about hate, but keeping the faith, because this is our country. The question is, where does their allegiance lie? And the question is, nobody have hit Luby George off guard or haphazardly on the radio and asked him that on the spot. Where's the legion lie? To put him on the spot.
I can invite him on the show.
We need to get it. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I mean, Luby said he grew up in James Road. I grew up in James Road. But what I'm saying is, you didn't hear Luby speak out. You didn't hear the people on the which are left door Creole. You didn't hear them lambasting the Haitian community for burning a flag. You don't hear them talk about Scott, the anti-behemoth rhetoric. You don't hear these things. So I shall invite
Luby on the show and we'll ask him
what I'm saying is, it is in the best interest of politicians and the global north to see us fight against one another. That's what I'm saying. So with that amount of people, whether they want to come here or not, we're still looking at those here and the narratives that are coming from these pastors who are complicit in this. You don't give me that. All these affidavits that you've been signing and Sea Island gave away to illuminate this problem. Most of the people, when they go to renew their passport, you will see exactly what's going on. Until we have the freedom of the information, it's like I go into court and I have a deposition about 50 pages and you only let me read two or three. That's just like giving me the Bible. Okay. You didn't give me all, but you want me to form an opinion. Okay. So they continue their dominion. You know, this thing sickens me, man. We don't hate no Haitians, you know.
But
I live in the inner city, and you need to see what's going on. The government allowed them to get away with breaking all type of ordinances. You know, they're trying to deculturize us in a way. You know what I mean? The situation on Goodman's Bay, why you have to be so belligerent, like they ain't used to nothing? Why you have to be flagging the dog or wagging the dog, the tail? Why? Where does it come from? You try to fix your place. France is the enemy. America did what they did to you. You don't give me a break.
Okay. I hear you, and I appreciate your concern. Let me read this text, and I come back to you. Let me take a break. Let me read this text, and Quarterby will come back to you. Say, I thought only Bahamians could vote in the elections. Why clever seemingly separating them from him if everyone voting is Bahamian? To all those saying people should go back and fix their homeland, go back and fix Africa and drop this British-given Bahamian identity. Then do as you say, okay? So the traditional Bahamian with Haitian background are voting for FNM from Papa Time. We love all Haitians. They are not Haitians, they are Bahamians. The new ones may be voting for the PLP or COI. The old ones always vote FNM. They like Papa and the FNM. This next text says, respect to you, sir. If you cannot speak real Bahamian, nothing happening. They speak a different language, period. Okay? Brother Nuri, we must agree with Mr. Duncombe that this new voting bloc wants something besides behemonization because they represent a different culture. We are in a dangerous position that would change the Bahamas. Let's save the Bahamas today from the Grand Bahama. We are listening today. Let's take a break and be right back.
Junior just showed me Bulla Boy on his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh. you don't want bullet hair. You say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can nobody know it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 248-477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The FNM can't agree on anything except attacking everything started by the PLP. Now Michael Pintard is calling for a reset, but it's stop, review, and cancel again. Imagine, new airports, canceled. School breakfast, canceled. Upskill, canceled. The National Youth Guard, canceled. Energy reforms, canceled. Their crew would roll back progress. The FNM, not strong enough to lead us forward, but petty enough to drag us back. Paid for by the PLP.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many behemoths out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising. And we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I have a text here, and this is one of the concerns I have, right? And this text to text. Bro, why this topic sounds so confusing to me? Please define. What is Bahamian? There are a number of people who say the Bahamas has no culture. They have no identity. That we are just wishy-washy. There's nothing to define us. Now, we are completely polar opposite to places like Jamaica, which has a strong culture, strong identity that people can identify them from far. People like Trinidad, like Barbados, like Haiti, like Cuba. And then there is the Bahamas. And when people ask, what is Bahamian? They do not know. Is that true? You mean there's no identifying marker to say this is what the Bahamas is about, all about? This is what being Bahamian is all about? That there are people who are bold enough to text and say, man, what you trying to say? What identity the Bahamas has? What you mean to be Bahamian? We don't even have a national dish. We don't even have a national food. And when you ask, say, let's define ourselves, nobody see the eagerness to have the energy to say, okay, let's start defining ourselves, say, this is who we are. This is our marker. And I want to know, the people who are moving into the Bahamas, do they rate us as saying we are Bahamians and they want to assimilate to be like us, right? Or they say, man, we have a stronger culture and we will have you all assimilate to be like us. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Am I on?
You are on.
Okay, I'm calling in response to your saying about voting blocks.
Okay.
And I wanted to say that from time immemorial in the Bahamas, in fact, since the PLP came to power, there were voting blocks. Sinclair Outon was chosen in Bahamas when he did for South Central because the Turks Islanders were the majority in that area.
Mm.
Clifford Dallin was chosen for Anglestone because Acklands Islanders were the dominant...
Wait. Acklands, Bahamian.
You got
to slow down.
In Grand Bahama.
But Acklands Islands, Bahamian.
It was always majority Turks Islanders. It was either Obi or Felicia Parker. They had Turks Island heritage. Even in the new constituency of St. James, each party tried to find someone with an umbilical connection to the area. Now, in terms of the Creole population, there is always a leader. The majority of a block have a common interest in a block, but they have an allegiance to a leader. In 67, it was Lyndon Penglin when he galvanized all of us. Then Cecil came up, he galvanized all those who were Lyndon Penglin. The problem today is there is not that strong leadership or the galvanizing magnetism of yesteryear. All of us are aware that the migrants have gathered themselves together, and silently they have a leader who are influencing them. Now, which cause they're fighting for, that comes in after, and that is why certain persons benefit after election, because you have to pay the piper.
And I hear the conversation, but let me just go back. When the Turks Islanders, you still there, caller? The caller gone? Because it sounded like, oh gosh. Okay, you can call back, caller. I'd like to have a conversation. I'll continue the conversation tomorrow because I want to hear about these various voters' blocks. But the phone slang's full, and let me include these people to join in the conversation. I've been saying for almost a decade that a moratorium needs to be placed on the right to the register. The Constitution allows this on the interest of national security, and what you highlighted is national security. As the next text says, ain't all of us drop the ball. Most of us have our head in the sand and react when it's too late. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live?
Hey, how you doing?
During Duma, yes, we can hear you live.
Yeah, every time I hear in the Bahamas when we talk about illegal immigration from Haiti, I always think sometimes we try to put out the garden while the house is on fire because we focus on the wrong things sometimes. Bahamians don't seem to pay attention to the foreign nationals coming in to taking over all the properties, all the homes, or really taking the resources of the country. But they focus on the illegal immigrants, which, yeah, we understand that's also a problem. But the same visceral attention is not given foreign nationals from America and otherwise that come into Bahamas and really reap the resources and the benefits of the country that the common Bahamian will never be able to experience because it's been given away. I don't know why we don't give that the same kind of anger.
But we do, you know. We do, equally. The problem is that poor people worry about poor people issues. Rich people worry about rich people issues. We have the Bowdoin community. We have the Bowdoin community and the fishing community who will lobby against anybody who come on the boat. Then we have people who are fighting for scarce resources who are at the bottom saying we are competing with these set of people and they lobby and complain about those set of people. But just that we have a lot of poor people who are fighting for the scraps. So of course they are loud. So when you say that we're not being loud for other things, that's not true. The people who it immediately affects are making noise.
Well, I get what you're saying, and there are more people, more poor, so they're going to be a little louder.
Yes, and they're louder, and they're dealing with poor man issues.
I take your point. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller there. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Hey, how you doing? You know, it is sad that the Three National Movement, you're talking about voter blocks, isn't that right?
Yeah, I got voters blocks.
Right. That they have alienated themselves to what they don't quite understand is one of the largest and has become one of the largest voting blocks, and that is the Haitian Bahamian community.
And let's talk about that. Bahamians happy that more than a third of our population is of Haitian extract. Or it is what it is.
Uh-huh.
And if they're not assimilating and want to be Bahamian, should we be concerned? Or should we be duty-bound to say, you need to adopt some Bahamian principles or some Bahamian identification to say, well, you are Bahamian too. Maybe Haitian Bahamian, but you are definitely Bahamian.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that aspect. But that's not the totality of everyone that is Haitian Bahamian.
A number of Bahamians are raising concern that they want more, in this particular conversation, they want more Haitian Bahamians to identify themselves as being Bahamian first and right. everything else second.
Right.
They are concerned that they're not culturalized as being Bahamian. Is that a real fear? And is that something we need to address and say, hey, we're going to foster a Bahamian identity on you?
Yeah, I don't think it is as a concern as some would make it to believe. I do believe that there is some concern as it relates to integration, but not to the level that is publicized to that level. And I just want to share one quick thing, and I'm going to hang up right now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the key things I want us to remember, because remember back to your original conversation about voters' bloc. If the opposition doesn't realize how large that bloc is and how many persons they have alienated, they're not only talking about, you know, and if they understand how integrated that community is, I'm talking about voting community is in the Bahamas, they have just missed the boat.
And I'm
saying to them that it's too late at this point, but I'm saying to them to alienate that voter's bloc, that's detrimental. Thank you.
Thanks. There are a large number of Haitian Bahamians who support the FNM. These are people who have assimilated, I assume, and say, hey, we have an immigration problem, but Bahamas come first. And then there's a next group of Haitian Bahamians who are more recent to the Bahamas, and they're saying, well, we understand that Bahamians come first, but our culture is who we are, and we will promote our culture first and embrace the Bahamian second, because they are Haitian, then Bahamian, right? That's a contrast there that we need to have a conversation about. Right? Let's see if I can squeeze all these callers in. Because callers, you have like 30 seconds to make your point. And whilst we continue, go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. Caller, you there? We got to move on. Let's go to the next caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live.
Hey, Cecil, morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Go ahead.
Okay, listen, man. That last caller, Cecil.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a major immigration concern in this country, in your view?
I am concerned because I grew up in a city. And I'm seeing that the homes where I used to live next to, who had Bahamian families in, are now owned and operated, managed, lived in by Haitian Bahamians. That's not bad. I'm just saying that they're there.
Before you run out of time, no lesser than the Minister for Economic Affairs, who's also the Minister of State and Finance, who's perhaps the most competent finance minister in the government, even considering opposition, Michael Akitas stated very clearly when we recognized in one of the ratings agencies that we are performing very well as an economy. When we look at the national statistics and we look at the fact that there has been a drastic improvement by I think 1% or 1.5 percentage points in unemployment where it has reduced. However, We weren't able to recognize that reduction and identify that reduction in the Bahamian labor component. None other, no lesser person than Michael Akita stated, we simply need to rework who are receiving the jobs and how we are directing those jobs. And so if we have someone who's right under the prime minister as the chief finance mind in the country making that statement, what kind of nonsense that last call is talking about, man? What absolute nonsense. Look, we need a smart immigration policy in our country. I've been speaking to it for about 20 years. I continue to speak to it today. We need to address Article 7. It makes no sense to allow for the Constitution to give the impression that anyone who comes into the country by any means, hook or crook, illegal or whatever means, and they still have access to gaining citizenship in this country. That is absolute nonsense. It needs to be addressed. Nowhere in the world you'll find that kind of stupidity still existing, where people are trying to progress their own citizens in their country and provide them the best of what exists in their own country. Yes, we need migration. Yes, we need more persons to join the employment line in this country. Yes, we need to grow the economy. But there's a way to do it that behemoths can get the best fruit what exists in our country while we can sustain the employment needs of our country. Smart immigration. We have not addressed it in this term. I pray to God that we look to address it if God provides us with another opportunity in less than 10 days. Thank you for the opportunity, Cesar.
Yeah. This last text says, why do you, we, keep saying Haitian Bohemian? If they were born here, then they shouldn't be Bohemian or Bohemian of Haitian descent. I say it my way, you say it that way. I normally say potato. You say potato. It doesn't make it wrong. It's just what it is. I don't identify myself as Jamaican Bohemian, but I do have a strong Jamaican heritage. Like, my favorite dish is stew peas. I have never eaten, what do they call a boiled crab? Big crab? Whatever the crab and do. I've never eaten it in my life. Don't have a taste for it. Don't like how it look, right? Give me an ackee and cod fish, and I would jam that down. Any kind of goat, I will make sure that I get curry. I eat the curry crab, and I'll curry everything that there is. But that makes me a different type of Bohemian. My heritage is kind of different. So when you approach me or when I approach things, note that when I make judgment and decisions, they say my decision won't necessarily be like a typical Bohemian. And I'm saying that there are groups of people who either you call them Haitian Bohemian or Bohemian of Haitian descent or whatever it is. When they make political decisions, their decisions is colored, the color being biased based on their heritage. They vote for an agenda, and I said, we need to Bohemianize a number of people, especially if they have a large population here, or the Bahamas will change, and it won't be necessarily for us. That's what I'm saying. So you might be offended by saying Haitian Bohemian and want to say it, Bohemian of Haitian descent, but that doesn't change the facts. It doesn't change the facts that there are people here who needs to have a Bohemian identity. We need to have steps on how we foster a Bohemian identity on every immigrant, every Bohemian, everyone who wants to have citizenship, that they come here and look at the Bahamas and as a general population should be looking at it. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.